Club's going to be at the Park West in Lincoln Park on Saturday, January 25th. And finally, I am in town for one of his shows. You can go to adamcarolla.com for tickets. And his podcast, of course, is one of the best on the planet. You need to listen. It's Adam Carolla. I'm finally in town for one of your shows. I love it. How are you, buddy?
I am going to give you a midsection ticket at just a little below retail. So you won't be paying the VIG. No Ticketmaster for you.
I love that. Well, explain to me what the live show is, because I'm reading off the Park West website right now. It says, Adam Carolla is the funniest comedian who has never written a joke. And to prove it, Adam has agreed to come on stage with no idea of what he's going to say.
Well, it's a half-truth. I am going up there. I usually do about 40 minutes of traditional stand-up.
Okay.
Those would be jokes I've written. And then we do the last 30 or 40 minutes, which is the part that Jimmy Kimmel invented. I hand out, before the show, my people hand out ping pong balls and Sharpies. Everyone writes one word on a ping pong ball. They all end up in one of those bingo hoppers. And at some point after the stand-up portion of the show, some audience member, who we usually select in advance, people call the podcast, tell us why they'd be good at it, comes up on stage and we'll start pulling the balls, and I will do a routine on each ball that is pulled.
I love that. Kimmel came up with that idea?
Kimmel's always like, Adam can do a bit on anything. And one time somebody was interviewing him and he said, you know, Carolla can do a bit on anything. And he said, go up to Adam and just ask him, like, I was holding a cup of coffee and he said, and there was a stir stick in it. And he said, just go up to Adam and go, what's up with the stir stick? And I did 20 minutes on the stir stick, and then he came back to Jimmy and he went, holy crap, you're right. I just asked him what about the stir stick and the coffee, just did 20 minutes on it. So I had a whole bunch of opinions on it, and I was angry about a lot of it.
You see the world in a different light than most people.
Well, I look at myself as, if you ever see those upscale car commercials and the car gets to the end of the assembly line in Stuttgart. You got the guy with the white gloves on, and he's got the trouble light, and he's holding it, and he's looking for imperfections yes. in the fenders. I do that all day, every day, and that's why my family wants to kill me.
We're talking with Adam Carolla. You have twins. If I remember correctly, they're a year younger than my son, who's 14. So are they in eighth grade now?
They're in the eighth grade now. And they are like, the girl's a decent enough student, and the boy is really just should be wearing a cone on his head. That kid is a dunce. And but he also doesn't care, because there is no more threat of a bad job anymore. This guy thinks he's going to be, you know, the next Kardashian or the next internet sensation.
Right.
I mean, he's not that dude. No, I don't mean I shouldn't say that, but he loves sports. He hates school. He thinks he's going to do a podcast and make a ton of dough doing sports. He knows his dad makes a living doing podcasts, and every party, you know, when he goes to Jimmy Kimmel's house, he hangs out with Bill Simmons talking sports,
right?
So, who makes a living doing sports. So who's to tell him there's no, you know, this is a pipe dream. This will never happen.
I feel like our kids have high self-esteem because we pump them up so much, and they're growing up to be snowflakes, and we do everything for them because we're helicopter parents. I mean, my son thinks he's going to be in the NBA.
My son thinks he's going to be behind a microphone talking about your son in the NBA.
That's the thing.
You know,
how did you become a car guy?
Why do some guys like big boobs, you know, and others don't?
My grandparents.
What causes it? I don't know.
My grandparents always had a Cadillac, and it was the days where they would trade in for a new Cadillac every single year. So I loved the old Cadillacs because they were so big in the back seat, and we had such a big family. My grandfather loved the old sedan DeVilles that only sat like 3 inches off the ground.
That notion, I mean, so how I grew up with the aforementioned dad and the cars and stuff, that thing where, you know, every year my dad or my grandparents or whoever would trade in for the next year model Cadillac, that sounds like insanity to me. That sounds like fantasy meets utopia.
Right.
Meets I think I'm Napoleon crazy. Like, I've never, it doesn't even make sense to me, but God bless you. What a set of grandparents.
Isn't that great? I mean, we loved it when they'd pull up in the new Cadillac. And my buddy's dad had a baby blue two-door Eldorado where you could actually play tennis on the hood. It was that big.
What year was the Eldo?
It was early 70s, I want to say, maybe a 74.
Yeah, that was like the biggest car ever made. I was actually over at Leno's shop last night. I said, Jay, what's new? What do you got? Because he always has to get the new car, you know. And he pointed at this. It was a Chrysler, and it was an early 60s Chrysler, and I can't remember what it's called. It was ugly as hell. He said, biggest car ever made. It was, I don't know if it was a 300.
Wow.
Like maybe like a 62, 63, but it was literally, he said, it's literally the longest. It's the biggest street car ever produced. Thing was massive.
How many cars does he have?
I counted some years ago. And I say some years ago, about 5 years ago, I counted. I think he had like 163 at the time. What people don't know about Jay is he has a ton of motorcycles. People don't give him credit in the motorcycle department. They think, he's a car guy,
Right.
He's really kind of a motorcycle car guy. Like, in a weird way, maybe even motorcycle first. I mean, he rides a lot of those motorcycles.
And how many cars do you have?
I don't know the exact number. Not because there's so many. I don't know the exact number because a lot of them are in pieces and in crates. But I would say 20 to 25.
Okay. I watched the trailer on your documentary on Carroll Shelby, and wow, I had no idea of the entire history. It's, I mean, the racing, the car, it's all very intriguing. I can't wait to see the movie.
Yeah, it's on Carroll Shelby's Shelby American is on Netflix now. So is the 24-Hour War. That's the movie. That's the documentary that is Ford v. Ferrari. That's the real version of that
right.
movie. And those are both on Netflix, and watch it if you want.
And you also have something on free speech. What is your project on free speech that you have?
That's called No Safe Spaces, and that is out in a pretty wide release right now. It's a doc, but it's more of a film talking about free speech and what's going on college campuses and how that's being threatened by this kind of shutdown culture.
Right.
And it's really compelling stuff. And I took my son and daughter to watch it. They loved it. You should take your 14-year-old, find this film, watch it, because it's important stuff. And it also highlights kind of what's going on college campuses.
Well, when did this country become so hypersensitive? We want to pounce right away, and then we want the explanation. Like the Peloton commercial this week where the guy gives a Peloton bike to his wife. People were up in arms.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I watched that commercial, and I was like onto that commercial months ago, and I was complaining about it, this, that, and the other. But I was complaining that the wife was so appreciative. Like, that was my angle. I bought my wife a $100,000 Tesla X. She barely grunted. Like, she literally like, shook my hand and went, yeah, thanks.
That is so true.
I'm angry at the commercial for completely different reasons.
Right.
Who is this adoring wife who, A, listens to her husband, and B, wants the husband to be proud of her?
Yes.
Who is this mystery woman? I've never met her. She has a sister? My wife shares no DNA with this woman.
No, zero. All. Not at all.
My angle was, she's so appreciative that this guy bought her a stationary bike. She's made a short film about it.
Right.
I've never seen this before.
That is so true. Adam, great to speak to you again. I can't wait to see you on Saturday, January 25th at the Park West in Lincoln Park. Go to adamcarolla.com for tickets. Happy holidays. Enjoy your holidays with your family, okay?
Thanks, and we'll make sure and get you set up and backstage and all that good stuff.
Love it. Thank you, brother. See you soon.
See you soon.